Welcome to Follow the Sound. I am your host, Brian Kroc. And the crew here have another concert review for you. I know recently I posted the one for Guns N' Roses that I did with a couple of my coworkers, but now, finally, after all the time that we've been doing this show together, me, Jake, and Greg all went to the exact same concert.
Woo! Thank you, Brian.
Yes. So, of course, along with me to help me with the review is Jacob Crum.
Hey, how are you?
And Greg Harvey.
I'm alive.
Yes, Greg's been having a good time so far for the last couple of weeks. He recently had a birthday. My birthday is tomorrow. Woo. So, like, we got our August birthdays going on. A couple of concerts that we've been to.
Your birthday's tomorrow?
Yes.
You know, Bree's birthday is tomorrow, too, right?
Yeah, we discussed this. So, because we found that out after we got done recording one of the shows or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I was like, hey, my birthday's coming up, you know, in a month. And she goes, oh, what day? And I go, August 9th. And she's like, that's tomorrow. My birthday. Well, there you go.
So, wow. Happy birthday to both of you.
So there we go. But yes, we all three went to one show courtesy of my wife, Jessica, who is the love of my life. But she hooked us up with some tickets, and it was a phenomenal show with Young the Giant.
Well, now, the show had a lot more than Young the Giant.
It was Bob Moses, Joy Wave, K-Flay.
Yes, K-Flay.
I always say K-Flay because I keep thinking of Flavor Flay.
Not
K-Flay.
At all.
Yeah, K-Flay. And Cold War Kids, and then Young the Giant. So, unfortunately, I didn't make it there in time to see Bob Moses, and I don't think you guys did either.
Oh, no.
So sorry, Bob Moses. Jessica said you put on a good show, though.
For the record, though, Bob Moses played at like 5.
Yes, it started a super early show, and I was just trying to like get out of work, go home, take care of the dogs for a minute, and then make it out to the amphitheater.
Yeah, I was still 30 minutes into a shift and a hooker bath and a drive and some dinner away. So,
yeah. So the show was at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater out in Maryland Heights, Missouri, which is the amphitheater that Live Nation like owns. And that's where like most of the outdoor shows are that happen in St. Louis. You know, I guess some in Busch Stadium, but that's a separate thing.
It's kind of the premier venue.
Yes. So out of the amphitheater, we go there, missed Bob Moses. I did get to catch all of Joy Wave, and I was really impressed with him, actually.
Yeah,
they put on a good show. They were all dressed up in orange jumpsuits, except for the drummer.
Yeah.
And it just cracked me up. The only criticism, and I told this to Jessica, the only criticism that I had of the band was that you could tell that they were playing the tracks because all of a sudden there would be instruments that weren't on stage being played. And I was like, it was one of the times there was a tambourine, and I was like, how hard is it to just play a tambourine on stage? Like, somebody should be able to do this.
File that under concert pet peeves.
Yeah. And then the other thing was, like, I heard some horns or something like that, and it was like nobody on stage is actually playing a horn, or even the keyboard guy wasn't even, like, standing next to the keyboard at the time. He was dancing
you
around.
You know it wasn't even
and
the
I'm
synth.
Just like, but, guys, like, it's not that hard to make it up here. Like you're doing something like that. It's not that difficult. All you got to do is stand by the thing and then just kind of move your fingers without actually hitting anything.
See, but I have
DJs do it all the freaking time.
Yep. I have a pet peeve about like lead singers having a tambourine that's not mic'd. So
I can see that.
Yeah,
a lot of times
they better nothing.
You know, there's a mic near them at least, so it picks up somewhat.
Yeah, but so, like I can't tell you how many times I've seen like people playing tambourines and you can't hear any of it.
So here's where then I was bad.
Yes.
Because I went off to like the press area where I get to hang out sometimes, and like I have a lot of friends back there. And so of course I start talking to them because this was my first show out of the amphitheater this season. And nobody's seen me. And so everybody's like, "Hey Brian, how's it going? What are you doing? How's it blah 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 blah." So I got stuck out there when K-Flay goes on.
Oh, terrible.
Didn't see K-Flay at all.
Yeah, you missed it.
So
you missed it.
I could hear it though. That was the
funny
part.
She was amazing.
Oh yeah.
Yes, brought the house down.
Oh, okay.
Who was there? She played to a crowd of like. The pit was full, but that was it.
Mm-hmm. At this point, it was still just high school and college students and homeless people.
Well, and me.
You know, people who don't have jobs or anything else going on. They caught it. They were
so,
there.
So then Cold War Kids comes on. They did a really good job. I didn't stick around for the entire set, but like I was there for a good portion of it. And I liked their music. It's just that it didn't do anything for me.
Really?
Yeah.
See,
like, I enjoyed it, but I was still just like, eh.
See, for me personally, out of the whole lineup, Cold War Kids was the biggest reason why I was there, because they have great songs, and you know, it's weird, they've been around for a while, but yet it still feels like they're still kind of climbing. They haven't peaked, they're still climbing to the peak.
Yes.
Because they've got actual airplay and stuff, and they had a few singles before they were even getting airplay.
Yeah.
So,
I did recognize a bunch of the songs, so there was that.
Yeah.
But, and I saw a bunch of people there who definitely were there for Cold War Kids. But I don't know. Like, I enjoyed it. I just, it didn't do anything for me.
See, but okay, so here's a question about the amphitheater, too.
Yes.
Because
also, it was still sunny out, which is kind of annoying.
That's exactly what I was getting at, was that there's always that band that plays just before the headliner that should have had a great show, but the sun was still up, people were still filing in, you know, and so the sun sets, like, during their last song. Then it's totally dark and the headline band comes on and you get the full atmosphere and the lights effect.
There is kind of like a theater effect. You know, like, you can't watch a movie with the lights up in a theater. It destroys the illusion.
Well, we saw, I'll make it quick, but we saw 30 Seconds to Mars recently open up for a bigger band, right?
Yes.
And 30 Seconds to Mars would headline their own show and bring in thousands of fans.
Yes.
But the sun was still up and blaring, and it was like nobody had any energy because it was hot and sweaty, and the sun was up. There weren't lights, so really it was just Jared up there like, come on, guys, you know, let's get some energy, let's get some excitement. And you know, if that same show had been at the pageant, it would have been going nuts.
Yeah.
Going nuts. And instead, it was so low energy, and I think it's just because of the sun. It's all the sun's fault.
Yep, it was the sun's fault. Mm-hmm. So then that leads us to our headliner, Young the Giant. Now, Young the Giant was the entire reason as to why I was there, because I've, through Jessica, have listened to their album, Home of the Strange, like maybe 50 times through, because my wife gets on an album and she sticks to it for months. So every time I would get in the car, it's like, this album on. And now she's on to a different album, but for a good while there she was on Young the Giant. And of course we listened to them before. I've actually seen them in concert several times before. I didn't connect with them at first. And then when I started listening more to their albums and like seeing some of their YouTube videos, I got a better sense of what the band really was. And then that's why I started to like them. But Jessica is a huge fan of theirs. And so she actually went to see them in Kansas City, what would have been the following night, except the show got canceled due to storms and they postponed it for another night until Sunday night. She drove out there Sunday, saw the show, drove back, got home at like 2 a.m. So, but yeah, she like really, really loves them. And I think she's going to go see them in Nashville as well when they play there. So she's going to love that. So what did you guys think of Young the Giant?
Oh, I actually want to go back to Cold War Kids.
Okay, go ahead to Cold War Kids. Yeah.
Because I really hated the way they mic'd that drum kit.
Yeah. Now that you mention it, yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah. Two SM1s. It could be SM or CL1s, actually, now that I think about it. But just two of those a mile above the cymbals, like, was not doing it for me.
Mm.
But anyway, so that's my 2 cents. Good show, though. I like the band.
Yeah.
Group.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind checking out more of their albums and stuff just to see, like, to get, you know, to really listen to it. I've always kind of said that, like, you can't judge a band based off of just one aspect of what music they produce.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, if you just see a band live, and, you know, I mean, there's a thousand different reasons as to why you couldn't like, or you wouldn't like a certain band after seeing them live. It's like you can't judge them based off of just their albums, because anybody can put together like a fairly decent sounding album, but then to go out there and put on a really good live show and sound really good, like, those are two very different things. So if they've got both of those mastered, then it's like a great band. Even one of my favorite singers, who went on to form the band The Stereo, which we're going to go see in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I already got my ticket. I'm super excited. But the first time I saw him play, they had just gotten a new drummer, like just replaced him that day, basically. Yeah. And so like the show sucked. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. The show sucked. It wasn't as like what I would love. But then I listened to the album and I loved it. And I was like, oh, man, like this must have been just a crazy, like weird fluke and kind of. And that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
So
I've been to shows like that, too.
Yeah.
There was somebody that did a reunion tour and I went to St. Louis happened to be like the first stop on their reunion tour for whatever reason. And they were really bad and apologized during it. They're like, hey, look, we're sorry. We've literally been together for like 7 days to rehearse. So we're going to try and do the things that went well in rehearsal. And if something's not working, we're just going to quit that song and we'll, you know, we'll play Aerosmith if that's what it takes. Like,
well, now I hate to be rude because I'm sure there's a million and one reasons as to why it was a bad performance. But isn't that their job?
You know,
I mean, isn't that what they do for a living is play me like
that? That is true.
I mean,
but
I'm
at
just
the same
saying
time,
that if
I mean,
you've only if you only rehearsed for a week and then you play a show and you have to apologize during the show, like you didn't do your job very well.
I'd honestly just rather a band, if they're going to be bad, just to play bad and not even talk about it.
It's like don't acknowledge. Well, yeah,
don't acknowledge that you suck.
No, that's awful. I went to a Toaster show like that.
Oh, yeah?
And it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I've actually, I opened, my band opened for the Toasters.
Oh, yeah?
It was good, but
I've seen them plenty of times. I've seen them plenty of times. I've seen the Toasters play a show where the sound system literally destroyed itself during the show.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah. That was...
All right, so we slightly veered off here. Let's get back to the headliners of Young the Giant.
Yeah,
so,
what show is this?
What did you think of Young the Giant?
I was only familiar with stuff from the first album. I heard like a couple of the singles.
I remember we were talking before. You said you liked Silver Tongue.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that's off the new album.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Because you said their first album.
Right. And that single.
That single. Okay.
Right.
Yes.
And the body one.
My Body.
Yeah, that's from the new one too, isn't it?
I think that was from the one before.
Okay. Either way.
Yeah, I don't remember right off hand. So
we'll get you an answer on that here in a second.
You know, you guys come to podcast. You should have notes brought up beforehand.
You should know the band you're talking about, man.
Right.
I do know the band I'm talking about. I just don't remember every little thing on every little aspect of every album they've done.
Well, okay, so either way, impressions. I did like the stage show. Usually I'm not huge on what's going on other than the music. Like, I kind of don't care. Like, if you have a chorus line of dancers that come out, it doesn't do anything for me. But they're, like, not quite the Messianic.
They had, like, the triangle backdrop
going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which reminded me a lot of the Masons.
I know, right? You thought it was, like, the
square.
Illuminati.
It's a square. Yeah, it's a square with a sextant. Yeah.
Illuminati at the show. Big turnoff.
All right. So I just looked it up. My Body was off of their first album.
Okay.
But they played a bunch of different songs from that album. They played Apartment.
Yes.
My Body, Cough Syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's about it for that one. But actually, off of their second album had my favorite song, which was Anagram. And they played that one. I for some reason, I've always liked that song.
Yeah.
Just because of the chorus. Just because they don't do like just normal time signatures. Like they'll do 6/8, but they'll do like a fast 6/8 that sounds like it's a 4/4. Like I love that kind of stuff. When it comes to the way that they write songs. I also love the fact that like they'll write like this really subdued part and then just kick into like completely different gear for a chorus. But yeah, those are the reasons that I actually really like Young the Giant is that, you know, when I first, all I did was I saw them like do live performances, but it wasn't until I really listened to the albums that it started to like dawn on me that these guys were a lot better than I gave them credit for because I could really hear the intricacies of their music.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've got a huge appreciation for this band, but that show last night, that was the best I've ever seen them because they were the headliners. Before they were always opening up for somebody else. So they would just have like their like a normal equipment, but they had like the light show to go along with it and everything was really timed out well. I thought it was great. I thought everything about the show was Fantastic. The only thing I wish that he would have done, Samir, the lead singer, is I wish that he would have talked more.
Really?
Yeah. Because that's like the one aspect that he didn't really do anything about. He said a couple of lines, but that's about it.
Yeah, well, they definitely squeezed in a lot of music into that show. So,
that,
you know, that's the trade-off, I imagine. But, well, you guys ready for my thoughts? I told you, I kind of have brief thoughts on this. Hi, everyone. This is Greg Harvey, and here's my bias opinion of the show. So, first off, the background, I thought the stage was awesome. I actually really, I don't know why, but I really liked that the screen was a triangle.
I like the stairs and stuff too, and yeah. the drummer was up on the raised platform.
Yeah, the setup was very visually appealing, and like the triangular shape of the screen behind mm-hmm. them that was doing the patterns. I don't know why. I guess I liked it because it was simple and different. And then of course the lead singer had the ability, and everybody really did, to go up and down the stairs that kind of almost led yes. to the triangular portal.
I did like that you know, occasionally the guitar players would like dance up there, or like the one guitar player would actually like dance up the stairs. And then get up to the top and start doing some stuff. But
and I think part of the reason why that was great too is because a lot of their music is technical and it's really good, but it's just like a tad bit, like one step lower than being the perfect amount of energy for a live show. So, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but just their music is good. But like it kind of has a little bit of a mellow side to it, and when yes. they're playing live for a you know an audience of thousands of people, and you're trying to keep the energy levels up, but this just is not that song.
Yeah.
And so the fact that they kind of were able to counteract that a little bit with the energy, the enthusiasm, and the backdrop and what all the designs going on really helped enhance that.
Yes.
And of course, it being dark tied yes. it all together.
That is true.
Other thought was the lead singer. He's fantastic.
He's really good.
He was a great. I mean, he wasn't hitting bad notes. He wasn't having any vocal problems.
None. Like,
he nailed it.
And that's pretty typical for him too.
Yeah.
Of all the times I've seen him, he's never hit like a bad note.
Yeah. That's what impressed me was mm-hmm. almost studio quality sound from him.
I'll venture to say that they're much better musicians than I would have given them credit for otherwise.
Well, without seeing them live, you would almost assume they'd be like any other band,
right, in a way.
Right.
But their guitar player that does not do vocals, Jacob Kelly.
The guy with the glasses, right?
Yeah.
He's British, I believe.
Okay. Well, either way, he was doing the Lord's work. He was doing a lot more than I would have thought he was doing.
Yeah. So,
and also two jazz masters at this show with the entire lineup. Fender Jazz Masters, so props on that. I love a Jazz Master. Anyway.
Well, anyways, I think that's kind of my biggest point, though, was that they sounded really good, and especially the lead singer mm-hmm. was very charismatic. Like you said, he didn't talk much, but he still did a great way of commanding the stage.
Yes.
I mean, my eyes were almost always on him during the show because he was so good.
That, and he had a white jumpsuit on.
Yeah, which looks great under the lights,
too. Here's the other funny thing is that in Kansas City, he had a pink jumpsuit on.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Apparently, that's like... So I'd have to look at Jessica's pictures, mm-hmm. but he had a pink jumpsuit on as opposed to the white one.
So,
she was a little disappointed, though, because Joy Wave opened for them, obviously, and they weren't wearing orange jumpsuits in Kansas City.
Weird.
She's like, they should stick to that.
Yeah.
Like, they should stick to the jumpsuits for this tour, because it looks great.
Well, I imagine the lead singer opens his closet, and it's just his clothes are just labeled by the day. And it's like, oh, Wednesday, and he's just got like nothing but blue jumpsuits,
yes.
and then Thursday's all green jumpsuits.
Okay, what?
Well, I just got one bad point.
Okay, go ahead.
And that's it. And that is where I am totally biased, but they said, hey, we're going to do some acoustic versions of our songs that aren't acoustic on the album.
Yes.
And that's a big no-no in my book, because I cannot stand broken down acoustic versions of songs, especially if I was hoping to hear the real version, though.
Yeah.
Well,
that's my only complaint, is if I wanted to...
So, do you know the reason why they did that, though? Because he set it up on stage.
Because he wanted me to leave?
No, because online, like they're very active on YouTube and in social media and stuff. But what they do is they go to random like places, and I think it's Young the Giant like in the open or something like that. And they go to these different places, they set up the camera, and they record acoustic versions of songs. like the acoustic bass, acoustic guitar. The guy even has like a little keyboard thing that's like a little tiny thing that he plays along to like do the low bass stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And the drummer will have just like a kick and like a snare and then like a hi-hat or a cymbal or something like that. And they just record in all of these crazy little locations. But like they... One of the songs at Art Exhibit, I don't think they played it at the show, but for that video, they start off in a house and then they walk in between, like across the street and in between like other buildings and stuff like that. It's like while recording this song acoustically, like it's visually very appealing and it sounds really good. So that's the reason why they did it.
And that sounds cool. And if I was walking down the Del Mar Loop and they were playing acoustically in front of the Chuck Berry statue, I'd be all about that. I think that was so cool. But doing it at the concert, I almost fell asleep as soon as they did it. I was like, nope, acoustic, nope.
Now, maybe this goes against what you just said about doing, like, don't do an acoustic breakdown of an up-tempo number, but...
They didn't do that. They played acoustic versions of their slow songs.
That's exactly what I didn't like about it, was that the two or three songs that they played... Or ones that, two of them I didn't know, one I didn't really care about.
Hmm.
But they have acoustic versions of like Silvertongue. That's amazing because the vocal run on that song really shines through when you don't have a Mellotron behind it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there's no way they would do, there's just like there's no way at a concert they would do My Body acoustic.
Yeah, I know.
And I think maybe...
And My Body is their closer, like always.
I think my quarrel with it was that the show was pretty good, but I felt like it was still ramping up to the climax, obviously. But I felt like the moment where they should have launched into a heavier song was the moment that they stopped and said, okay, now we're going to play a few songs acoustically. And I mean, it's not just me. A lot of people got up and said, oh, I'm going to go get another beer. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I just thought
that's probably why they do that.
I thought it was poor
timing. That's probably planned.
Maybe. I just thought it was really poor timing. I thought, okay, you know, I would have maybe done it a little sooner just to kind of get it out of the way.
Yeah.
But it was such a long show with so many opening acts.
That is
too,
true, yeah.
That they launched into acoustic, and I mean, me and my girlfriend were both like, well, you know, now's a good time to get up and stretch her legs. And so that's my only quarrel. But honestly, even the acoustic stuff was really good. I can't be too mean because it was good.
All right. So all I know is that I had a blast there. I was glad that I could spend an evening with my friends and have a good time at a show. So I honestly thought it was a fantastic show. Jake, you thought it was great too, right?
Yes, I did. I do have one criticism, though.
Okay, fine.
All right, and this is just something I noticed. So their guitar player, Jacob Tilley, had a synthesizer of some sort set up on his rig, on top of his rig.
Like, yeah.
And he was playing it with the stylus, I think.
I don't know.
Okay, either way, my point is that I get that part is in the song, but watching him just stand at a desk and run a stylus over an instrument was literally the most boring thing I've ever seen in concert. No, the rest of the band was doing something, but it struck me so odd when I looked at that and I went, oh, that's why like harmoniums aren't a thing. That's why you don't have like a harmonium orchestra, because it's boring as hell to watch.
Hmm. Well, all right.
Overall, I give it a thumbs up. I thought honestly it was a good show. There was just one moment where I felt it was better to go to the bathroom than listen, but honestly, overall, it was great.
That's fine. Because I had the same thing with Cold War Kids, so.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm a big fan of Young the Giant. This was the best that I think that I've ever seen them, and so to me, like, this is the standard at which I want to see them in the future, if not more than that. So, I thought it was great, but I think it's time to conclude this, concert review. I have been your host, Brian Kroc. Along with me has been Jacob Crum, who's not
Stylophone.
Stylophone. And, of course, Greg Harvey.
Which is I am he. Hello. So
remember, folks, if you hear it, follow the sound.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.